The latest from podnews.net. Podcast app Castbox has 3 million daily users, says CEO Renee Wang in a TV interview on Bloomberg. The company, which has raised $30 million to date, plans to launch premium content in the next 2 years. They have no Chinese users, but she says the company will be profitable by the end of the year.
From the trending, I think almost at the end of this year, it will be cash overflow. And also we see a lot of trend in the industry, in the spoken audio, people are willing to pay more and more, especially in China, and there's already a lot of proven models that people want to pay for this kind of audio, especially for high quality audio and for social audio.
Comparable data about podcasting is coming to Germany as Edison Research and RTL Deutschland bring the Infinite Dial to the country later this year. Germany joins Canada, Australia, South Africa and the US. PodFund has invested in 3 podcasting companies they've announced. We reported on PodFund on their launch in early May. Spotify has signed a deal with Kevin Bacon. The actor will star in a scripted comedy podcast called I'm Gonna Be Kevin Bacon in the near future. The outline argues that APM's In the Dark should stick to its success of getting Curtis Flowers' conviction overturned and not to play prosecutor by offering up a new suspect to take his place. We link to that from our episode notes and our newsletter. Also, when is a podcast not a podcast? When it's a paycast, says Richard Berry. Handsome advice. Writing for audio, not for articles, from Jay Acunzo. And from strangers to hosting a 20-episode, 5,000-listens podcast in 6 months, from Ryan Engelstadt. And if you're a tech person in Melbourne, in Victoria and Australia, no need to be so glum about the weather. You can crawl out from under the doona and get your umbrella because Omni Studio is hiring, they've posted. In podcasts today, The Signal from ABC Australia is always worth a listen. The latest episode shows the value of occasionally starting a podcast differently. We also link to the latest edition of the Radio Today programme with guests from Audio Boom and Something Else talking about the UK podcast industry. The Obscura True Crime podcast, which was featured in the Tampa Bay Times. How I Died, which launches tomorrow, a new twist on the true crime podcast genre. And if you remember the history of 1995 podcast, you'll love History of the 90s from Kathy Kenzora. It's a new podcast launching on July the 17th. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.